Okay, let's start with Daniel, Perek Aleph, as we start into the actual Prakim of Ksuvim, and we have in Perek Aleph, the story that takes place is that Nebuchadnezzar besieges Yerushalayim, and he takes some of the Kelim, he sends Jehoiakim, Melech Yehuda, into exile, he brings him and some of the Kelim to his base Avodah Zarah. The king says to his assistant, to his Rav Sarisav, to bring some of the youth, some of the wise and lots of potential youth to Bavel in order to be able to have them serve him, right? Children that are smart, that look good, that understand, and they'll come and we'll train them. We'll give them food, we'll give them education, we'll give them for a number of years, 3 years, and then they'll stand in the king's court. Amongst those, that group that was brought to Nebuchadnezzar's country and Bavel and was going to be in his court were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah, amongst the others. And what happened? They got their names were changed to have Babylonian names. Vayasan Daniel Alibo. Daniel, though, focused on service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in these difficult surroundings. He would not eat or drink any of the food that was given to him. The person in charge said, "What are we going to do? The king told me that I have to feed you and you have to eat because you have to look good." Daniel says, "Don't worry, you just give us seeds, you give us a little bit, and we'll be fine. And we'll be fine, and we'll look fine. After 10 days, you'll check us out." And that's what they did after 10 days, and they were even healthier looking than the children who ate the bread of the king. This is what happened. They were brought there. Daniel was known as someone who was very wise, and he stood in front of the king, and there was nobody like him. Like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, they knew everything. They were even smarter than any of the Chartumim and the Ashafim in Bavel. And Daniel was in the court all the way until the first year of Koresh HaMelech. That is the story of Perek Aleph. Again, we haven't had Prakim like these in a very long time. All of Nevi'im Achronim wasn't really... there were a couple of stories, but the majority were Nevuos. But now we're back. Daniel has a number of stories, and that's how this Sefer starts. So here we go. Now we'll go back to the beginning, get into the details of the Pesukim. Bishnah Shalosh L'malchus Yehoiakim Melech Yehuda. In the third year of Yehoiakim Melech Yehuda, Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, Yerushalayim, Vayatzar Aleha. Nebuchadnezzar came to besiege Yerushalayim, and he besieged it. There is mystery and lack of clarity. What does it mean, the third year of Yehoiakim? Yehoiakim was ruler for 11 years. 11 years. He was, at the beginning, he was under other kings, but what does it mean the third year? So Rashi or Sadigon already note this problem. Right, Nebuchadnezzar took over on the seat of Bavel kingship in the fourth year of Yehoiakim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, b'shana dalad b'shana harevius lo Yehoiakim ben Yoshio. Yehoiakim, as we said in the Hagdama, the three sons of Yoshio that were eventually the kings. So in the fourth year, he has shana harishonus Nebuchadnezzar. Matam alav b'shana shalos. What does it mean, the third year of Yehoiakim? Nebuchadnezzar only came to power in his fourth year. Lamerdo. Oh, it means the third year of his merit. He rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, and after 3 years of his rebellion, it was squashed. Shedemar, vayhi lo Yehoiakim eved shaloshanim, vayashav, vayimrod bo. Shaloshanim, ubishas shalosh, Allah, Allah. And finally, the third year after he rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, that's when Nebuchadnezzar sacked him. Vishas shmoto Nebuchadnezzar, and that was the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar, as the psukim describe. Vyasa shnas achas esrei lamachos Yehoiakim. And it works out to be the 11 years of Yehoiakim. Chameshanim kodesh shukivshu, v'shalosh sha'avdu, v'shlosha shemarad ba. 5 years before Nebuchadnezzar took over, 3 years that he served Nebuchadnezzar, 3 years that he rebelled, and finally, az meis Yehoiakim tachas yado, v'himlech Nebuchadnezzar tachtav Yehoiachin b'no. His son Yehoiachin took over after Nebuchadnezzar took him. So that's shalosh, the third year of his rebellion. Nebuchadnezzar came in and exiled him and had him killed, and he besieged. So this was before the Chorban. So now we're going back in time from where we left off at the end of Shreyasar. Vayitein Hashem biyado es Yehoiakim melech Yehuda. Again, Hashem put in his hand. He didn't take him. As we know, Nebuchadnezzar was just a tool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went above and beyond what we were supposed to do, as the Gemara talks about in Maseches Sanhedrin, that he was allowed, and he even had certain insight into that he was going to be a tool for the hand of God, but he did not attribute it to that. But the Pasuk says, Vayitein Hashem biyado, Hashem put into his hand. That's what the Malbim emphasizes. Idea Ashkachas Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar lohikir kuhu ma'asi idea Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar didn't recognize that. And that's why what happened? Hashem gave him Yehoyakim, umiksas clay beis elokim, and some of the kalim of the beis hamikdash, not all. The Mesudas David notes that there were three different stages of the beis hamikdash being emptied of its kalim. Mehem nisharu, v'lachom begalos Yechaniah. Some of them went in later on in the galus of Yechaniah, and then others went in the galus of Sidkio and the Churban at the end of Sefer Malachim. So, some of the kalim, though, were taken to mix as kalim beis ha-Elohim. It was taken to the house of Avodah Zarah of Nebuchadnezzar. That's who he attributed success to. By Vayivyemer shinar beis Elohav v'sakelim hevi beis otzar Elohav. He put it into the treasure house of his Avodah Zarah. Vayomer ha-Melech la-Ashpenaz Rav Sarisav. The king says to Ashpenaz, the head of his servants, the head of his officers, the chief officer. He says to him, what is the word Ashpenaz? If you look at the Rav Sadia, you're going, Ish panav zo'afim. It stands for a man who had an angry or sad face. Ish panav zo'afim. The Mishpat Zozav here notes that the Gemara says that Remeir was badik b'shma. Remeir was always the one who focused on names, and he was always very medactic to realize that people's names reflected who they were. Therefore, it must be that here too, the shame mora al mahus shel ha'adam, va'oso adam mahuto isaponav zoafim. His essence was to be banav zoafim. What is zoafim? So either it might be sad or it might be angry. The Gemara in Shabbos says, kuf bemtes, that nobody was ever happy in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. Nobody. Remember when he died, even the neshamis in Gehenim were nervous that he was going to take over. Kol yamav shel oso rasha, lo nimsa schok befek kol birya. Shenemar nacha shakta kol ha'aretz paschu rina. Mechad ad ha'shel avi rina. There was no rina in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. V'yamal rechokim kach, and if the people far away from him didn't have any schok. Kal v'chomer bazesh ha'shimish lefanav, surely those who were close to him. So maybe he was panav zo'afim because he was close to him and he was always atzuv. It also might be that he was angry because he had a show like the face of the king. If he was like the face of the king, so therefore he also had to have that type of face. So, Vayomer Melech Ashpenaz Rav Sarisav. What did he give him instructions? Lahavi mi b'nei Yisrael, to bring from b'nei Yisrael, umizera hamalucha, and dafka from Yehuda, mizera hamalucha, umin hapartamim, and from the nobles, yiladim asher imbahem kalmum, to bring everybody who the best kids, the best and the brightest, because they knew that when it comes to future of a nation, you know, it's all about their youth. And therefore he says, go bring me the youth, and this is going to help their malchus as well. The Mishpat Zozov assumes that he must have done this from not only the Jewish people, but any nation that he conquered. And he took the best. B'nei Yisrael, that must have been an extra cheshbon, an extra kavana, because through this way, you could be metameh, their nefesh and their neshama, so that they would lose any connection to Judaism. But either way, he must have done this with all of them, so that's why we took the best. So what is it? Yiladim hashem eimayim kol mum. They didn't have any mum. V'tove mare. And they were handsome. U'maskilim b'kol chachma. They were wise in all different knowledges. Yodei das. Mevinei mada. All about these different types of adjectives. Vasher koach bahem, la'amod behechal al melech. They had the koach to stand in the hechal of the king, ulalamdam sefer ulashen kastim. And to teach them Babylonian literature and language, so they would be able to properly serve in Nebuchadnezzar's court. The Gemara in Sanhedrin darshins these six elements that were in the children of Yisrael that Nebuchadnezzar wanted, and this was even alluded to when Rus was given the six Seorim. She was with Rus and Boaz, and the six Seorim, that was alluding to the children that were going to have all of these wonderful midos, these six. Ramaz Lasha, Asidin Shisha Banim Latseis Bimena, Shemizbarchen Beshesh Brachos. Veilohein David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hanani Bishalva Azariah. These are all tzadikim alam abeis. And he goes through these psukim here. They were given all of these. Isha she'ein ba kol mum. They didn't have any mum. They were tove mara v'chulu. What does it mean in kol mum? Rav Chamer says, even physically, afilu karivda kutuku silta. They never needed to have bloodletting. Lo havi behu. Because they were perfect in all ways. There's interesting why it was six. why it's six. So a number of Mefarshim point out that six, the Maharal talks about this in his writings, that six always symbolize a unit. Sometimes it's six plus one. Shebish Kishem, this is the Mishmas Elzov talking now. Shekshem Shebedabar Gashmi, Yeshesh Ksavos, Fame Keneged Arba Ruchos, Hashemayim Umala Umata, six of the directions, right, north, right, front, back, right, left, up, down. The six directions, Ubetocham Hadavar Atzmo, Kain Bedavar Ruchani, Yeshesh Ksavos. Everything has six, plus the midpoint, in all spirituality also. Yeshesh Ksavos, Ve'etzem Hadavar, Huashvi. That's the anchor in the middle, the midpoint, Shu Aprimi Yishol Shesh Amalos. And maybe that's even why there are Shisha Sedarim. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, Oye Amunas Itecha, Choshin Yeshua Schachmas Vadas, the six Sedarim. But what does it say at the end of the Drasha? Afilu Achi Yiras Hashem Yotzaro. Yiras Hashem has to hold it together. That's the anchor. So it's six plus one. That's the often how it works. Also interesting what the Mefarshim here explain, and it's based on the Gemara there. What does it mean that they were able to stand in front of the king? Right, the last phrase, Koach Lohem La'amod Beheichal Hamelech. What exactly does that mean? So Rashi quotes, and it's based on the Gemara, that they were able to hold in any physical needs that they had. They had to go to the bathroom. Shohayu onsin es atzman min aschok, umenasicha, umenashena. They would hold back from any type of laugh or even sleep. Umamidin al atzman, b'shoshin etzrachin linikvehem. They even held it in when they had to go to the bathroom. Mipnei emas malchus. Because of the aim of the malchus. So they were trained in foregoing their physical needs in order to be able to stand in front of the king. The Ebenezer's, Moseth, even sneezing. They were able to control the sneeze. You would think sneeze, you can't control the sneeze. They had such ema that they were able to control the sneeze. Says the Mishpat Zozov, Kal v'chomer, if these men did this, if they were trained to do this in front of a Melech Basar Vadam, right, that how much should that teach us? Right, there has to be clear. Has to be clear on the face. That we have in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Pinkus writes in his Sefer on Shabbos Kodesh, on page Kuf Samach Aleph, he quotes a medrash of Rav Bastunoi, who was from David HaMelech, who was standing in front of a Persian king, and in the middle, there was a bug that went onto his forehead. He didn't move. They moved. The bug started biting him. Dom started coming out. He didn't move. And the king says to him, what's going on? Why don't you shoo away the bug? Rabbi Astunoi says, Yesh lanu mesores b'mishpachtenu. We have a mesora from our mishpacha. This is Malchus based David. Shebenochochos ha-melech lo merimim yado regel b'li reshuso shel ha-melech. I'm not moving. And there are stories of the Gedolim, even in the World War II, that they would stand still, they would stand straight, and they wouldn't move. But that's what this was. Daniel, Hananim, Shav, Azariah had this power, and they were taught this power to be able to stand in front of the king. But again, also all of the wisdoms that were given. So, by Yamalam Amelech, and what happened after these youths were brought, the king prepared, the Malbim says, the king himself prepared. By Yamalam Amelech, Varyom Biomo, Vipas Bak Hamelech, Umiye Mishtav, special bread and special wine, Ulagalam Shaloshanim, and to raise them for 3 years, right? The Gemara Chulin Daf Chav Dalet has a question, how many years does a student have to study? And if he's not successful, how long does he have to, and after this time, okay, give up, I guess I'm not going to be successful. So this pasuk is brought, it's 3 years. 3 years. Umiksasam Yamdu Lefnei Melech, and then some of them will come and actually stand in the king's court. Vayihi bohem b'nei Yehuda, and there were, from amongst them, b'nei Yehuda, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria. These four amazing people. There's a Machlokas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, whether all four are from B'nai Yehuda, or just Daniel, and Hananiah Mishael Azariah were from a different Shevet. Some point out that the Tamei HaMikra points to the fact that they're all, because the Esnachta is after Yehuda, that's the break, and then the other four are all from Yehuda. Vayasam Lam Sar HaSarisim Shemos, the Sar, this Sar, the officer, gave them all new Babylonian names. Vayasam LeDaniel Belteshar Sar. Beis Lam and Baal is the name of their god, so that has a lot of the emphasis. So when all this food was offered to Daniel, what happens? Vayasem Lasara Sarisim Shemos, after he changed their names, Vayasem Daniel Alibo. Daniel puts on his heart. Rasad Yigon says that means he said Kriyashma. Kriyashma is Alav Avecha. That the focus that he did, and he was Moser Nefesh. That's what Kriyashma means. Asher lo yizgoel b'pas ba gamelech u'b'yei mishtov. That he should not be misgael, he should not be defiled Rashi, Lashon Lichluch, he should not be dirtied and defiled with the bread of the Melech, but Pasbag HaMelech Ubiyei Mishtov. Again, there's a question in the Gemara, in Meseches Avodah Zarah, on Daf Lamed Hei, and the Ramban there, and the other Rishonim, big discussion about when the Gzeira exactly was of Pas Akum, of Stam Yenam, but some they related back to the time of Daniel. So Daniel puts on his heart that he's not going to eat or drink anything that the king gives him. And he asks from the Sararisarisim, he says, I don't want to have to take part in this. Maybe similar to Yosef, right? He finds favor in the eyes of the Sararisarisim. He didn't know he was going to find favor. There's an amazing Medrash Tanchuma that discusses in Parshas Vayera, these Nisyonos. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, Bo Re'eh Ma Bein Rishonim L'Achronim. There's a difference between the Nisyonos of the Rishonim and the Achronim. Sharishonim Hayu Misnasin Ayidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem himself tested them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'alakim Nisa Es Avraham V'chen Atam Motzei B'dor HaMidbar Aval Achronim Nisnasu Edi Umos Ha'olam. Maybe that made it more challenging. The Achronim were tested by the other nations. V'chen Atam Motzei B'Daniel V'chaverav Kishegalu Gazer Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheyochlu Lachman Tamei. When Daniel V'chaverav came to Bavel, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they're going to eat non-kosher bread. Shenemar, Kachal Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Slachmam. Oma Nebuchadnezzar V'gazlem Sheyochlu Mipas Bago. They should eat his bread, like this pasuk. Daniel Lo Kibel Olav. Omar, Afal Bisha Gazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu. Shenochal Lechem Tamei. Bikesh L'naso Sasanu. He's testing us. Daniel saw through it. Anu Naset Shalanu. Who knows how this is going to end? But I have to do what I have to do. His chalomar lasara sarisim, nas nas avadecha, give us 10 days, as we'll read soon. Amar lo, hein sha'anu b'nei banav shal osot tzadik, shenis nasa basara nisyonos, shemez chuso tamalanu. Maybe his chus will stand for us also. That was Daniel's attitude in this refusal. So he refused. Vayomar Saras Risim Daniel. The Saras Risim says, though, what do you want me to do? The king says, I have to give you the food. Yarani es adunia melech, asher minas machalchem, ves mishtechem, asher lama yeres panechem zoafim. You're going to see in a few days, you're going to be skinny, you're going to be emaciated, and he's going to blame me. V'chiyavtem es roshi lamelech. Daniel says, don't worry about it. Vayomar Daniel al amelzar, asher minas Saras Risim al Daniel chanam shavazaria. He said to him, nasna es avodecha yam masara. Give us 10 days. Give us 10 days, and in that way we will be able to show you. V'yidnalanu es hazeroim. Just give us seeds. V'nochla umayim v'nishta. Give us seeds and water, and you'll see everything will be okay. Ask the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the time of the Kara. How are they somech on a neis? I'd be somech on a neis. How do you say it? Number one. Number two, how did he even try to think of the saying that to the Tsar? Halo yala yala chamaso. He's going to get even more angry. And how are they somech on the neis? And how are they moser nefesh for basar b'chalav? Whatever it was, it's not one of the big three. V'yesh lomar. No, no, no. You know what Daniel told him? That if we're happy, that'll show in our physical bodies as well. And if we're upset because we're forced to eat not kosher, then it's going to show. And that's what he was telling him. Hisbrilo shapanim yafos eino mi ma'achalim tovim ela minchas v'simcha. Kama shakasa b'nedarim, panecha tzehuvim, shachachmas adam toyer panav, ula hefich, hamitztar panav ra'im. V'lachin hisbrilo she'etzleinu ma'achalos asuras rakiru p'neim. The non-kosher is going to make us look worse. Give us food that we want to eat, the kosher food. And that wasn't somech on an ace, right? That was what they said. What was going to, this is what Daniel believed, that it would happen. And that's kacha, exactly what happened. Rav Saadia Gaon also quotes that maybe these 10 days were Osan Hayamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. V'heim Keneged Asar Nisyonos Nesas Avravinu was the Asar Simei Tshuva. That was what these 10 days were, that he said, give us this special food and we will and we will eat it. There's a machlokas in Meseches Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel, whether Esther Hamalka also ate from seeds when she was. Again, that was a little time later. But after Persia took over, but the Gemara says there, "Vayishan es naroseha sheachila macho Yehudi kadli dechazir." Rabbi Yochanan Amar zeronim seeds, just like Daniel ate seeds here with his friends. Others point out the time of the Kron. Others point out maybe this connects to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Aseres Yimei Tshuva that we should be extra makbid for Pas Akum when it comes to Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's the one halacha that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Tafrish Gimel. What you should be makbid for during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Avvish Inonisa Ripas Shal Akum. But Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Tzorach Lizar. It's based on Yerushalmi, but again, could very well be connected to this story as well. V'yei Re'u L'fanecha Mar'enu, and you'll see the what we look like. Daniel continues, Umare Hayiladim Ochlam is Pasbag Amelach, Vaishbalahem Ladavar Azev, Ainasim Yom Masari, tested them, and guess what? After these 10 days, Umixas Yom Masara Nira Maraim Tov. Ubriye Basar, Min Kala Yeladim Ochlam is Pasbag Amelach. They looked even better than any of the ones that ate the other bread. Vaya Meltsar no Seas Pag Bagam. And the Meltzar used to bring out the bread and the wine, but gave them seeds. These four, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Hashem gave them special understanding. And Daniel understood visions. Oh, we mentioned in the Hakdama, Daniel and Yosef were the only two people in Tanakh that were able to interpret dreams. Again, this pasuk, but Daniel Haven, right, relates back to the Machlokas also, the Rambam, the Abarbanel, about whether Daniel was a Navi or not. Maybe it was that the Mishpat Zov suggests maybe he was on that level, but he couldn't really be a Navi because he did not start off in Eretz Yisrael. Yecheskel had Nevu and Chutzlars because he started off in Eretz Yisrael, but Daniel did not, and therefore maybe he couldn't be on the level of Navi, so he only had the Ruach HaKodesh. But either way, what happens, Ulamiksas Hayamim, Asher Amar HaMelech Laviyam, at the end of the days, that Nebuchadnezzar says, okay, it's time to bring them, the Sara Sarisim brings them in front of Nebuchadnezzar. Vayidaber Itam HaMelech, Volonimsa Mikulam, Kedaniel Hanan Mishar Bazariah. Nobody in the whole group was as great as these four individuals. Vayam Dulafnei HaMelech, the king took them under his wings in order to be his advisors, because they were even wiser then. Vayim Seim Eser Yados, 10 times wiser, Al Kol HaChartumim HaAshafim Asher B'chol Machuso. And the parak just ends off with, how long was Daniel there? Vayi Daniel Ad Shnas Achas LaKoresh HaMelech, until the first year of Koresh. Which Koresh? So that's a mystery also. Rashi quotes two deos here about which Koresh it was, and we'll have to wait and see to be able to put it into the actual years. But Daniel was during Nebuchadnezzar, and he continued for a number of years serving Nebuchadnezzar. And as we'll see in the next parak, we'll start off with one of the main themes of this Sefer, and those are the four kingdoms and the visions that is going to be shown. Okay, we'll stop here. We had Aschol in Sefer Daniel.